the sacrifice of Isaac.
This story is confusing. It seems a cruel actuation of God. In reality, the writer has taken a very old story previous to Israel of human sacrifices and canceled it by substituting children with animals. As a result, a kind of fable is created that magnifies the great obedience of Abraham. The happy ending shows that even in the worst scenarios, one can still trust in God.
Sometime later, God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham." And he answered, "Here I am." Then God said, "Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I shall point out to you." Abraham rose early next morning and saddled his donkey and took with him two of his young men and his son Isaac. He chopped wood for the burnt offering and set out for the place to which God had directed him. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance, and he said to the young men, "Stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go over there to worship, and then we'll come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. He carried in his hand the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke to Abraham his father. "Father?" And Abraham replied, "Yes, my son." Isaac said, "The fire and the wood are here, but where's the lamb for the sacrifice?" Abraham replied, "God himself will provide the lamb for the sacrifice." They went on, the two of them together, until they came to the place to which God had directed them. When Abraham had built the altar and set the wood on it, he bound his son Isaac and laid him on the wood placed on the altar. He then stretched out his hand to seize the knife and slay his son. But the angel of Yahweh called to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham, Abraham." And he said,
"Here I am."
Yahweh told him, Do not lay your hand on the boy. Do not harm him. For now I know that you fear God, and you have not held back from me, your only son." Abraham looked around and saw behind him a ram caught by its horns in a bush. He offered it as a burnt offering in place of his son. Abraham named the place, "The Lord will provide." And the saying has lasted to this day. And the angel of Yahweh called from heaven a second time, "By myself I have sworn, it is Yahweh who speaks, because you have done this and not held back your son, your only son. I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the lands of their enemies. All the nations of the earth will be blessed through your descendants because you have obeyed me." So Abraham returned to his servants, and they set off together for Beersheba, and it was there that Abraham stayed.